at the stars above. Oh, this is a mean old world to try and live in all by yourself. To keep from crying, I'm laughing and a clowning just to keep from crying. I keep on trying to hide the fact I got a worried mind. Let me tell you, being life of the party seemed to be my role. Since you left me, baby, being life of the party seem to be my role. I keep on trying to hide my feelings, trying to hide my soul. Let me tell you what I do. Watching all the girls go through. You might not believe me, baby, but I stand in the doorway watching all the girls go through. I keep on trying to find me someone to take my mind off you. Oh, tickle him for me, huh? To take my mind off you.
Stay. stay, 'cause I could never find nobody. Make me feel this way.
Take 7.
I'm gonna take one more rip at it, Ed, and then I'm really not in the mood.
Thank you. You're tuned into Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave, joined with Adam. And we came back there from a set celebrating two albums, one from Marvin Gaye and one from Sam Cooke.
Yeah, two very soulful records that really, I think, influenced a lot of music that came thereafter. We ended off with two tracks that were recorded around the sessions for Let's Get It On. Of course, it was the big album from 1973, which was one of the most sexually charged records released at that time. I don't think it's an exaggeration to say a lot of babies were made during the playing of this record at that point. And maybe arguably to this day.
We don't know that.
I don't want to perform that study, but, you know, it's quite possible. With that said, it's a sensual, sexy record with Marvin Gaye kind of just exploring, like, not only the joys of love, but also just really getting into the sort of politics about how there's this policing of black bodies and the experience of joy, and really just breaking that down and saying, nope, we're here, we have bodies, and we can feel joy just like anyone else. And it's just a great celebratory record. Honestly, one of the best records ever released, and so much R&B and soul would be influenced by it.
Absolutely.
You can hear this in the DNA of even contemporary R&B, to be honest. But it's such a big record. It's so popular. I don't think we could have gotten away with playing anything from the album proper, which is why we recorded, played two recordings from the sessions.
Yes. We heard The World Is Rated X, and then we heard Please Stay Once You Go Away.
Yeah, and that was an alternative version, not the one that was found on the album proper. So again, that album celebrating 50 years as of this week. With that said, there is a brand new 50th anniversary edition, which is going to be in stores very shortly. It's going to have some extra bonus tracks and some material that's never seen the light of day so far. And that's considering there's been copious anniversary releases and reissues of this album over the years. So it's always amazing to get some more material coming out of this very fruitful period for Marvin Gaye's career. And then, again, talking about very seminal records, one that's celebrating 60 years, the 60th anniversary of Night Beat by the great Sam Cooke.
Yes, and we heard a pair of tracks from that as well. Two songs that are not the ones that were played a lot, of course.
No, of course, and also these two songs actually were written by Sam Cooke. Some of the arrangements were based on traditional works, but then he ended up rewriting and rearranging it.
Right.
We heard Laughing and Clowning and Mean Old World. And what's great about this record is it's very scaled back. Unlike a lot of Sam Cooke's earlier recordings, which feature a lot of flutes and string embellishments, this one's pared down to a live studio band that's performing along with him, and you get this real sense of, as per the title of the record, these late night sessions where the band's just kind of jamming together, just stewing together these great compositions, and you have a solid 12-track album coming out of that. You know, if it wasn't for his untimely passing at such a young age, I wonder if we would have heard more albums in this vein. Even his follow-up, Ain't That Good News, featured a lot more of an intimate feel than some of his preceding records. And for my money, this is the best album back to front that or front to back, I guess, unless you want to listen to it backwards, but front to back,
sometimes,
whatever your predilection
is. If you have the
is.
Record, you may put side two on before side one. I've done that before.
But yeah, I think it's his best, honestly.
Two great records celebrating some anniversaries there. So we're gonna continue next with one old track and then a bunch of new tracks. Starting off the next set, we're gonna hear something from Toronto's The Scenics. They had a few, I think they only ever had one album out during their time as a band in the late 70s, early 80s. And then they recorded a lot. So a couple of years back, they did a reunion album, which was also quite good. And they put out this album not too long ago, I think 2015, in the summer, which compiles studio recordings from 1977 and 1978. And we're going to hear a track from this release, actually the title track, In the Summer, which is appropriate since it is summer, even though it is coming to an end.
Well, you know, we're getting near the tail end, so it's, you know, if we're going to play this at all this season, now's the time. And as Dave did mention, we're going to be playing some new material, including new stuff from Proto Martyr, Adonis, Frankie, and I'm so excited, new material from OCs from their latest release, Intercepted Message. But that's all after this track from The Scenics, In the Summer.
Thank you. don't care. I say,